Heartline is on the air. Welcome to the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Here is your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thank you so much. Ken Adams puts our program together for us every week. We are back in Jerry Brenneman's office, as we usually are, usually on Tuesday mornings at 9:30. That's our pattern for recording the Heartline radio programs. Jerry, we have an on-air guest today and a spectator in the room. And so I'm going to ask you to make the introduction because there's a lot we want to talk about.
And we just hope that our on-air guest does not turn into the spectator. It could be a very slow show that way. Our guest on the air is Rosalind, who's on staff. And our spectator is her beautiful niece, Yardley, who just wanted to see what the radio show was all about with her auntie. So here we are. And, you know, Jim, I want to say that when I heard Rosalind's voice today, because she doesn't usually work at the time we do this, so we don't get to share her life, but I heard her in the kitchen, so I bolted out of my desk to grab her so she could do the show. And she's here today because the gals are going on a picnic, and so she came so she could spend some time with them. But I was writing my some information for our website, and I was using the idea that I'm often asked what our success rate is, and I can never answer it because, you know, it doesn't come in numbers. It comes in all sorts of shapes and sizes and changes. And I was just thinking, last week I attended a beautiful, beautiful funeral for one of our 85-year-old friends. And one of the women there came up to me afterwards and hugged me and said, "You remember me?" No. But she was a woman who had only been here in the crisis home just a couple months ago. I was only here for like 30 days, and she said that it changed my life. Wow. That's not one that would be on our radar necessarily. Yeah. I was on Facebook one day, and every time someone becomes a fan of Evangel Home, I write a little note just saying thanks. Wrote a little note to this gal who lives in Las Vegas. And I was just, you know, I said something maybe about it's good to have people across the country. She said, "I was there when I was 15.
Oh, my.
We shouldn't have taken her. 15 is way too young. But and she's doing so well. And I just thought story after story after story like that is also part of the success. But Rosalind is the kind of success that when people ask, this is the woman they want.
She's kind of the poster child, isn't she?
She's the poster child for success. Yeah, she really is. You know, she came here, 8 years ago? When were you here?
In 2000, March 3rd, 2000, actually.
She came to the garden from jail. As she said, she had balded herself. She had no hair, no eyebrows, because in jail it was just much easier to do things that way. And she had waited in jail long enough that her time was served. She was just waiting and did her time. She was waiting to come here. And she never looked back after that. So this is the definition of perseverance and unimaginable success. Wholly, wholly redeemed by the Lord.
Yes. Rosalind, I remember you were... your being here and are having conversations in the way back days, and you went through the programs and you went out and were actually had some jobs out in civilian world. You want to talk about those just a little bit?
Well, I was employed for 6 years at an accountancy corporation, and grateful every day for that opportunity. I'll never forget the day that Jerry took me and sat me down and talked to me about some of the citizens in the city that helped employ the graduates once we're graduated, and she thought I had a little potential and said, you know what, I think you can do this, and yeah, I want to go for this interview. But we drove out to
Woodward Park.
Yeah, and I mean, the drive out there, just because it seemed like that freeway was forever, I was like, okay, they're not going to hire me out here.
This is a woman who was pretty much West Side, not familiar with anything north of Shaw, and as we drove north of Shaw, this exuberant, talkative woman began to turn all shades of pale white and got very, very quiet. Yeah. And I knew what she was thinking.
I have a friend who lives in Old Fig, refers to it as that Fresno.
Yeah. And my first question to her is, as we journeyed toward that area, is it in Fresno? Is this job in Fresno? Yeah. And that was my question. Is there a bus that even comes out here? Because I never knew 41 went beyond the shop. At that time, I was so locked and engaged in my addiction that I never allowed myself to go beyond my little comfort zone where all the homes, I needed to knock on those doors and get what I wanted at that time. So that interview, I was so nervous. Jerry stopped and prayed with me, and we were on the elevator. This building was just glamorous, glass, just mirrored walls. I'm like, oh, God, they're not going to hire me in here.
Hey, Rosalyn, I remember that they had on a blue suit, a skirt. She had, I think you had dreadlocks. She had long hair, I remember. And she was as classy as the building.
Absolutely.
But she didn't see it.
Yeah. Didn't feel it. I didn't feel it. And I didn't have any experience, number one. So when it came time to meet with those of that organization, that particular corporation, I was just, I couldn't do anything but say, you know what? I quit school in the 11th grade. I don't have any education in this field. I'm not sure you even want me. They gave me an application right there and said, fill it out. And I thought, okay, I put my name, my birth date, my address, it's Evangel Home. And the rest of that, at that time, I was grateful because I had learned to just trust the Lord. I needed to just be honest. I had told so many lies before to probably get employment or whatever. And I left it there, and I just told God what I wanted. And I didn't really feel secure that was going to happen. I really didn't. Yeah. I really didn't.
You were there 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not at that moment.
They came back one day, and one of the gentlemen who's actually part of the business partner there was here at the home one day, and I was working in the walk-in, and Jerry sent somebody for me to come out of the walk-in, and when I stepped in here, I greeted him because I remembered him, and he shared with me that they may be interested in giving me a part-time spot there, and so we made a date for December 8th. I met with them, and they hired me December 10th. And I was fully employed full-time, not expecting full-time even, just would have been grateful for 3 days a week, a couple hours a week. But it was full-time from the gate, and it was good.
So now your job here is?
Is house managing. And I actually quit them in 2006. They were great to me. Oh, my gosh. I'll never, ever be able to repay their generosity to me. Just the opportunity alone. I just wasn't at home there. And I think that there was something in me that wanted to do kingdom work full time. I wanted to be in the ministry.
Holy Spirit driven.
Yes. And I had lingered with that thought of, well, what am I going to do for like a year? And so it wasn't nothing I just did at a random moment. And I was awakened one night at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I know a lot of people say the Lord spoke to me, but I didn't have that audible thing. I just know that I know that I know that it was God. And I went in that Monday morning, and I said, you know, here's my 30-day notice. And they immediately gathered around in the conference room and said, what's wrong? Is there something we can do? Is there something we can talk about? And I was like, no. And I didn't really have it. I just know that my heart was here, even though I was only part-time here.
Yeah.
And but God had made a way where I was financially stable. I called Jerry the day I left there. I said, Jerry, I just quit my job. And I needed for her to know that it wasn't, there was nothing. I love them. I mean, these same people are great friends of mine today. They came to my wedding. I mean,
wow.
I've been married since, and we have a really good relationship. But I'm here full time in the capacity of house manager. And
which house?
The Crisis. I go back and forth from the Crisis to the Garden. And speaking of success stories, I think that our 1-on-1 counseling is a very large success for Evangel Home. Yes, and it has just done wonders. I don't know if you're familiar or our listeners are familiar. We have a waiting list outside of Evangel Home. People are calling in when Jerry wasn't sure how we were going to be used in that house, and just that it has also benefited me because my nieces, they live here now.
You have a niece sitting across the room from us. You want to introduce her and tell what's going on in that regard?
Her name is Yardley Ayers, and she's 16. She attends Clovis High, and she's a sophomore there. She does really well in school. She lives with me, and I had boys, so having a girl around has done some different things to me. I'm enjoying her, and it's just been a blessing. She sings in the choir. She does all kinds of things at church. She loves school. And she likes being here. She volunteers, actually. She answers the phone from time to time and the doors. And she's really good.
Well, great. Welcome, Yardley. Nice to have you with us. Jerry, let's, Roz, bless your heart. It's so good to see you.
It's good to see you.
You've been on the program several times over the years, yeah. And we always look forward to that. So when we come in today and I see you there and Jerry's saying, can you do a radio? And you're saying, yes. I'm saying, yes. Okay. Jerry, as we record this, it's just before Resurrection Sunday, just to give people a bit of a heads up on where we are time-wise, because I'm not sure when this program airs. What are some of the needs here? What's going on in Evangel Home right now that people can be concerned about, praying about, filling needs? And we got some exciting news going next door. You got about a minute and a half.
I really want to just ask for prayer for all the excitement that's going on. We sent out a flyer a couple months ago, and we needed to raise $30,000 so we could get new roofs on the apartments. We needed new doors. And then we realized that one reason the doors are such a mess is because the rain gutters leak. Well, so then instead of starting from the top, we needed to start at the bottom. And a group, I think it was Campus Crusade and another group came in last week.
Yes.
They graded the dirt next door in the apartments because through the years people have just added dirt, they've added sod. And so then the dirt is as high as the door thresholds. And you can imagine the mess over there. So in 2 days, these people came in. They had bulldozers. We had neighbors asking for dirt. So, boy, we had stuff. We were recycling dirt everywhere.
Lots of
kids.
Oh my goodness.
It was awesome. So we've got sod over there now. Everything is leveled out. The next phase in the apartments will be in the middle of April. The Well Church and Every Neighborhood Partnership have organized a group so that we will have new roofs, new doors, and new rain gutters.
Yes. Wow.
And they're so excited about the rain gutters. I didn't know rain gutters had detail other than rust, but they're all excited about the detail.
Yes.
All of that for maybe $25,000 to $20,000. So our $30,000 that we almost raised just for the roof, now because of that group, that's all going to be done.
Yeah.
We have fences falling over in the Learning Center and the garden area. And First Presbyterian Church, the high school kids canceled their trip to Mexico for a number of reasons. So they're working in the community, and that's one of the things that they're doing. So I think we just need to praise the Lord for all that is happening, all the ways that people are being led here, and pray that when they're here, they are ministered to.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my prayer.
Well, those are exciting times. And my listening friends, I echo Jerry. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for those provisions. Yeah. Thank you for those churches who caught a vision for ministry outside the walls of their locations and fences and parking lots and all that, and understand that there are lives at risk and ministry to be done, just a bigger worldview, and that is so important. Well, we have got people standing by. If you've got questions, my friend, give us a call, 264-4714. We really, really appreciate so much your prayers, your contributions. If you want to help and not sure how, call us. There are some things and people standing by, and we need volunteers. We need supplies. We need food. Everything you need at home, we need in abundance here because we got a lot more people. But soon we will not need a roof. That's absolutely right. Ken, thanks so much for making this a program, and thank you for joining us, our friends, on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno can be reached by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714, 24/7 online, evangelhome.org, and at this spot on the radio dial every weekend for Heartline, the radio voice, the RV of the Evangel Home in Fresno.